I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. This weekend, yesterday, the President of the United States tweeted once again. This time, his tweet showed a pro wrestling gif from 10 years ago where Donald Trump tackled and pummeled a man ringside, except the CNN logo was photoshopped over that man's face as the now President of the United States wailed on him. No one's really ever seen anything like this from a United States president. Critics decried it as an incitement of violence against the press. We're going to look at it. You can join us. What do you think? Have you seen it? It's hard to miss. What's the right response to President Trump's sort of WrestleMania video tweet? Laugh it off? Stage an intervention? Is this inciting violence? Can we have an American president doing this with a free press? Here's just a little bit of that gif that President Trump posted on Twitter on Sunday. He body slams and pummels a guy whose face is covered with the CNN logo. Kind of mayhem there, but the message, the image, quite clear. A now president of the United States wailing on, beating somebody tagged as the media. The president, not exactly in an apologetic mood at all this weekend. Here he was on Saturday evening at a Kennedy Center event for veterans. President Trump went after the media.
The fake media is trying to silence us, but we will not let them. Because the people know the truth. The fake media tried to stop us from going to the White House, but I'm president and they're not.
Okay, so what does that mean? What should that mean? White House Homeland Security and Counterterrorism Advisor Tom Bossert was on ABC This Week with Martha Raddatz, said this video should not be perceived as incitement or a threat of violence.
I think that no one would perceive that as a threat. I hope they don't. But I do think that he's beaten up in a way on cable platforms that he has a right to respond to.
Okay. He was beaten up, i.e. criticized, on cable platforms. Puts out a video tweet of him literally beating a man. Literally beating. I mean, it's WrestleMania, but still. A man labeled CNN. Joining me now from London is Brian Klass, a fellow in comparative politics at the London School of Economics and author of The Despot's Accomplice, How the West is Aiding and Abetting the Decline of Democracy. Brian Klass in London, thank you very much for being with us.
Great to be with you.
You're watching this. You've thought about this. You've seen leaders in other countries go after the press in this way. When you look at what the American president is doing these days, what's on your mind, Mr. Klass?
Well, I don't think it's funny at all. I think there's a segment of his base that will find it amusing. But this is a sustained assault on press freedom that Trump has been doing. It's not just the tweet, which is obviously below the office and is a clear endorsement of attacking journalists, or at least some people will see it that way. He's also called the U.S. media the enemy of the American people. And this comes after a congressional candidate, physically assaulted a reporter in Montana and then was elected to Congress the following day. Trump praised him. A newspaper in Kentucky was shot at. Trump continually praises people who abuse journalists and jail them in other countries like Vladimir Putin or President Erdogan in Turkey or President Duterte in the Philippines. He has no respect for the press. And it's remarkable because the sustained assault on the press is going to be something that will erode American democracy over time.
His defenders, including the White House press secretary, have said said last week that he's never promoted or encouraged violence. We heard the Homeland Security advisor there saying this is not a threat. The president has taken hard criticism. He's been beaten up on, quote unquote, rhetorically by the press, and he's got a right to push back. What does that leave you thinking, Brian?
Well, beaten up rhetorically and actually physically beaten are two different things. And we actually had a reporter in America who was beaten. We had a congressman from the Republican Party who was shot. And everyone called for more civil tone in politics in the wake of that shooting. Here we are a couple weeks later, and the president is posting a video of him, the image of him assaulting a journalist. And so I think this is something where there's two very different aspects here. The president has to rise above this. And I think, you know, we have lost so much sight of what the decorum of the office is in this regard. Because President Obama was attacked as being unpresidential when he wore a tan suit at one point. And this is so far beyond that. But I think on the broader perspective, when I see this, I've seen this in Thailand. I've met with generals in the junta there, or you see it in Turkey or in Hungary. This is the first step. And I think that, you know, if we accept it as the new normal, where you think of the press as the enemy as opposed to something that shines truth and holds state power to account, you go down a very slippery road. It's a tactic that is used throughout history, and it never, ever ends well.
Wait, give us more clarity and detail there. First step toward what?
Well, look, I think that Trump is certainly not a despot by any means. He's a democratically elected president. But U.S. democracy relies on norms, what political scientists call norms. I call them the soft guardrails of American democracy. And Trump is violating those at an extremely fast pace in a way that we haven't seen in America before. He's blurring the line between truth and falsehood, which is a standard part of this playbook, this authoritarian playbook, looking straight into the camera and saying things like, there is no Medicaid cut in the Senate bill. Yes, there is. And we can see it. Demonizing the media, trying to undercut independent sources of truth, challenging the integrity of elections and saying they're all rigged and millions of people are voting for the opponent illegally. And also, one of the big worries that I have is what happens if there's a national security crisis, whether that will be politicized given Trump's incendiary rhetoric towards Muslims. So, you know, I think that there is a playbook here that is not one that is new, but everywhere else it's been employed has been extremely damaging to democracy and oftentimes has ended in violence. And we already have seen outbreaks of violence, both with on the left and on the right. And I think that this is not the right thing for the president of the United States to set as the national tone for civil discourse going forward, a video of him pummeling the likeness of CNN to, you know, his 35 million Twitter followers.
So when you say playbook, you mean a playbook toward what? Why demonize the media? A playbook toward what?
Eroding democracy. I mean, you know, every president in United States history has had a very contentious relationship with the media. They would love it if the media stopped reporting negative stories. But democracy is completely meaningless without a free press. And at the point where the president doesn't respect that, we have a very big problem in America. And I think this is part of the playbook that for a certain segment of the population, maybe 25-30%, President Trump will never be worse than the media. And so he knows he can win that battle among his base. And that calls into question the very veracity of any sort of reporting. Journalists get things wrong. This is totally normal. In every single society, this happens. But they're held accountable for it. And we saw that when CNN released a false story, three people were fired. And that is the standard that we have to hold people to. Now, we should probably hold our politicians to that same standard, too, and actually have consequences when they make false or misleading statements, but we don't. And I think that's something for this erosion of trust in the media is a very dangerous thing, because ultimately, democracy is about a shared set of facts and informed consent of the governed. And if people can't even agree on what facts are, then how is our democracy supposed to function? And that's why I think this is a deliberate strategy to weaponize distrust of the media and try to undermine alternative sources of truth that challenge the narrative coming out of the White House.
Ryan Klass, stand by. This was CNN, of course, was really targeted here very deliberately with the CNN logo all over the guy's face that the president, now president, was beating in this WrestleMania version video. Here yesterday was CNN's Brian Stelter responding to President Trump's video tweet.
Is this president trying to impersonate Hugo Chavez, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Vladimir Putin? Because this is exactly the kind of language that leaders use when they are trying to undermine the press.
The president's people say, look, the press beat up rhetorically on him, or in their reporting they were critical of him. He's got a right to push back. Let's hear from our listeners. Brian Klass, stand by. David in Atlanta, Georgia. David, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Thank you. I was shocked to see it. I'd like to point out that the source of the video, as far as we know, this wasn't the White House that generated this GIF, right?
It came out of Reddit, but the President of the United States found it and took it and put it out there under his name, our president.
That's correct. And it came out of Reddit, and my understanding is the Reddit user who posted it has posted a series of anti-Semitic things like this. And, you know, that's very, very much the point that I made on this program many months ago before the election, was that, you know, Trump was sourcing a lot of anti-Semitic and hateful things that, you know, were very much smelling of fascism and sort of this, you know, very much, you know, hate speech and things like this. And, you know, it's frightening because, like Brian says, and I happen to follow Brian on Twitter, like he says, this is, you know, very much lockstep with the kind of rhetoric and behavior we see in people who are trying to become dictators or autocrats, you know.
David, I appreciate your call there. Let me get another, if I may. Thanks for your call from Atlanta, Clarksville, Tennessee. Matt, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you.
You too. What do you think, Matt?
Well, I think both sides need to quit acting like that. Now, I did vote for Trump, but I watch both sides of the spectrum. I listen to NPR all day long, but I also turn on Fox at night, I flip it on MSNBC, and I'll flip it on CNN. And by far, what I see on both sides is nobody telling a complete story. One side will leave out, you know, part of, you know, whatever they don't want to put out for their customers, and the other side will leave off their part.
Matt, I really appreciate that you're out there and you're sort of, you know, finding wide-ranging news sources.
Right.
With it, and I get it, but should the president be putting out a tweet like this? Is it the right message for the leader of the United States?
But in the same token, no, I don't think it was right. You know, now it's not presidential, but he's not a typical politician either. He's not polished. He's never has pretended to be. Now, they do the same things like, you know, on CNN and MSNBC, all the cussing and the berating of the president. That's wrong, too. You know, 40 years ago, did you hear that? No.
Well, I mean, there's always been critical reporting on our presidents. I mean, the press is supposed to shine a tough light on our elected leaders, are they not?
Right, we are, but they need to be. If you're gonna be in the press, tell the whole story, and even NPR, y'all, and I listen to y'all every day.
Yep.
Don't tell the whole story, or you'll tell the clip. You know, people are gonna listen to the headline. They're not gonna listen to the whole story. They're gonna hear part of the story. You know, they're gonna be on the radio for 5 minutes. They're gonna watch the TV for ten minutes. They're not gonna flip back and forth. You got to get the whole story out of there. That's what causes this mess.
Matt, I tell you, we're looking for the whole story here. We're trying. Whether we get it right every day or not by your lights, you know, that's for you to say. But we're definitely trying right here. Let me get one more, and I appreciate your call, Matt. Jody in Smithfield, Tennessee, and then I'll bring it back to you, Brian. Jody, you're on.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just feel that Mr. Trump's tweets are like he's taking a dump. He's talking at us instead of to us. He doesn't want to be accountable. He doesn't want to be engaged in conversation. And it's rude. A popular government without popular information or the means of acquiring it is but a prologue to a farce or a tragedy or perhaps both. And that's what James Madison said so many years ago. He was right, and I agree. He has to appreciate the media's job. It's the media's job to be the eyes and ears for our nation so that we can make informed decisions about the direction that our nation is going.
Jody, our time grows short. You're terrific, and I'm glad you put James Madison on the table right there. I mean, that's the heart of it. Structurally here, you've got to have a press that pays close attention. But this president certainly has kicked hard here. One more. I'm sorry, Alex. Alex is on from Jericho, Vermont.
Hello?
Hi, you're on, Alex. Hello, Alex. Are you there? Well, looks like we lost Alex right there. Brian Kless, let me bring it to you. You hear that range of views, you know, people dissatisfied sometimes with the range of perspectives that they see in the press. Others saying this is the road to dictatorship. Heaven help us.
Well, I think that the press is always going to be unpopular. It's happened for a very long time, for decades. This is not something that Trump has simply created out of thin air. But that's the press's job. The press's job is to report truth, not to be popular. And at some point, we have to accept that this is not something that is partisan. I mean, Ronald Reagan says that the freedom of the press has been a fundamental tenet of American life, and there's no more essential ingredient to American democracy.
But the Trump argument is that the press isn't reporting the truth anymore. He says it again and again, that it's fake news. It's fraud news network.
Well, look, that's not true. That's just not true. And that's something where we have to say there are facts and there are things that are not facts, and those are called lies. And the press gets held accountable when they get caught making a false story, or not making a false story, reporting a false story. If they make a mistake, they get caught, and they get exposed for that, and then people lose their jobs. And that's the problem. There is an actual response to this. We hold people in the press accountable, because when inaccuracies are produced, they have to be corrected. And if they were deliberate, those people get fired.
What's the risk if we go on down this road, Brian Kloss, of the president of the United States, quote-unquote leader of the free world, attacking very viscerally there? Do you see incitement to violence? Do you see something bigger?
I think that we're going down a very dangerous road. If we can't agree on what basic facts are, and if it's not a bipartisan viewpoint that the press is essential to democracy, then our democracy will be weakened. And I think it can happen here. It's something where, you know, we believe that American democracy has these magical checks and balances. Those checks and balances are only as powerful and robust as the people who stop them under time of duress. And right now, with the president saying the press is the enemy of the American people and tweeting videos of him attacking news outlets or their likeness, it is under duress. And I think that it's incumbent on all Americans as we approach the 4th of July to say this is a bedrock foundational principle of our democracy, and we will stand up for reporting on all sides of the aisle, all viewpoints, because that's what American democracy is about.
Brian Kloss. He's a fellow in comparative politics at the London School of Economics, author of the book, The Despot's Accomplice, How the West is Aiding and Abetting the Decline of Democracy. Brian Kloss, thank you very much for being with us on this day before Independence Day, the 4th of July.
Thank you.
Listeners, you can continue the conversation and get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. I'm on Twitter at Tom Ashbrook, NPR. Happy 4th. This is On Point.